Hello, once again, I thank you for tuning in to the Verse by Verse Bible Teaching. This ministry is brought to you by the Wash and Word Hand Car Wash Business located in Churchill on Highway 11W. You can find us in the Powell Shopping Center. We invite you to come by the Wash and Word, get your car washed. We take that money, and that's how we continue to bring these Verse by Verse Bible Teachings to you. My name is Matthew, and along with my wife Victoria, we're the owners and operators of that business, and we do it so that, like Paul, we could earn our money through hard work and good service. And, you know, our motto is that whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. And so we wash cars for the glory of God, for the sake of getting His word into your ears. And we do this in a way that is a little bit unorthodox from the four walls of the church. You can listen to these messages by going to 107.1 FM. We put a small transmitter in the building here, and it broadcasts out into the parking lot. And you don't even have to get your car washed. Just come by and flip to 107.1 FM. You can join us at the Abundant Life Fellowship on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. I do live verse-by-verse Bible teachings there. And, of course, we are on WMCH 1260 AM radio Monday through Friday at 8:30 in the morning. That being said, if you have any questions about the business or the ministry, simply go to washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. All right, let's get back into 2 Corinthians. We're in the second chapter. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians, second chapter. And Paul just got through the first couple of verses talking about the importance of preaching the message of the cross and preaching it in all of its fullness and with bold truth. And then in verse 3 and 4, again, you can go to washandword.com and listen to and download any of these messages for free. But in verse 3, he goes on and he says, I came to you in weakness and fear with much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but rather a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. And so we see an uncharacteristic Paul here, one of simplicity. And this isn't done by mistake or by accident. Remember, Paul's dealing with a nation here, a city that is not at all unfamiliar with deep teachings. Remember, they were the epicenter of philosophy there, and there was man's wisdom was running rampant in that place. And so he purposely comes to them with a simplicity, not something they were used to seeing. And I believe he deliberately came and preached unimpressively, because we know that Paul, from other writings, that Paul could debate with the best of them. He could debate with the Greeks. He could reason with the Jews. He could argue with the Pharisees. Paul himself admitted that he was equipped to give the gospel to anyone. Listen to this. We'll get to it in chapter 9 eventually, but I want to read it ahead of time. Listen to the makeup of Paul's post salvation experience. Listen to him. He says, though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law to win those under the law. And to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, and so as to win them. And to the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all means I might save some. And I do this for the sake of the gospel. That's a shortened version of that, but you get the idea. Paul had the ability to morph himself into whatever audience he was teaching and effectively evangelize to them. But here he says, I put all that aside. I come to you with nothing more than the words that the Holy Spirit gives me. And here is the encouraging part. Paul may have brought forth a plain and simple gospel purposefully here, but for many of us, plain and simple is all we got. Isn't that true? I mean, not all of us are eloquent speakers. Not all of us can preach God's word and you know, not all of us can take the message of the cross and put it in an eloquent way. In fact, the majority of us only have a plain and simple gospel. But guess what? That's all that there is. there is nothing more than Christ and Christ crucified that we share in his glory and in his resurrection. It may be the only presentation that you've got, but guess what? It is also the only one that you need. Now, isn't that encouraging? You know, maybe you're not very well versed in the scriptures. Maybe you don't speak well in public in front of others. Maybe you're not poetic. Maybe you're not articulate. But listen, simple is all you need. Anyone can say, Jesus loves you. You see, you don't need a demonstration of your power. Paul says, a demonstration of the Spirit's power. And where Paul said, I came to you with fear and trembling, you know, a lot of people think that he was scared and he was trembling because he was fearful of giving the truth to the... No, that's... Don't even believe that if you heard that. Based on the word resolved in verse 2, he deliberately put on the simplicity of the gospel and all of its... In all of its simplicity. Again, he was able to morph into whatever audience he had. Let's read on here. Verse 6. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. Paul's talking about a secret wisdom, a wisdom that God has kept for since before time began, he says. Well, hang on to that secret wisdom. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's keep reading. Verse 8. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have to stop there because there is some pretty amazing truths in what we just read. So in verse 7, Paul talks about this secret wisdom. And then in verse 10 and 11, we see the benefit of allowing the Spirit to do the speaking, just as he was talking about a few verses ago, that he came to them with a simple gospel. He's saying that I'm just going to get out of the way when I deliver the gospel. I'm not going to get in the way of the Holy Spirit, because he said in verse 10, 11, the Spirit knows God and the Spirit knows men. Thus, the Spirit knows what godly and heavenly thing to present to the spirit of the person that you're talking to. You get that? That if we rely completely on the Holy Spirit, we will be able to effectively evangelize to our audience. But for every sentence, for every word of our own human understanding and intelligence that we interject, we take away from what the Spirit is trying to do. The Spirit knows the heart of God, and the Spirit knows the heart of man. It's a plain as day bridge to connecting with that unbeliever. When I preach, I have several pages of notes, and I don't read like I preach, but I use my notes as a guideline. I use them often to keep me in track, to keep me in line. And I've been questioned before. People say, well, if you're just kind of reading your notes, how are you allowing the Spirit to speak through you if you're just reading off of a paper? Well, first of all, I don't just read, but I do go back to my notes. And I've pondered that. I've seen people, in fact, my pastor can preach for 45 minutes over an hour and not use one note. He's just speaking from his heart and bringing forth the word, and it's powerful stuff because he's just letting the Spirit speak. Well, I have a different way of preaching. We all have a different way of sharing the message of Christ. And when I prepare a message, I to the best of my ability, allow the Spirit to speak into these words that I'm writing down. So the presentation of the words, that's where my human wisdom combines with God's supernatural wisdom, or my human ability, or my human personality, my human gifts and talents. They combine. Well, so I let the Spirit prepare the message, and then I let God use what He created me to be to deliver the message. Does that make sense? And it's the same thing with you. When you are delivering the message of the cross, however simplistic it might be, let the Spirit of God combine with your personal and natural giftings, and let the Spirit do the speaking, and you'll be surprised how amazing the presentation comes out of your mouth. But you've got to be willing to do it, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of practice. Remember what Jesus said to His disciples when He's about to leave them. He says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will only speak what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." So Jesus knew that outside of the guiding of the Holy Spirit, we can't speak wisdom into a person's life. Paul knew that outside of the Holy Spirit, he can't speak truth into a person's life. And this is what Paul is trying to convey here, that it's the Spirit of God that searches all things. And it's that same Spirit that was in the world when Jesus came, is the same Spirit that was in the world that hovered over the waters in Genesis 1, chapter verse 3. When Paul tells us that in Christ we have become a new creation, please know that the physical part of that is yet to come. I mean, we will have new bodies in our resurrected body when we get to heaven, yes. But there is a practical and circumstantial part that has already taken place, and it is wonderful. You are a new creation in Christ because the Spirit of a living God, the living Spirit of a living God, is living inside of you, the living being. And thus, you have the ability and the power to speak power and truth and life into another person. But brothers and sisters, get out of the way. Let the Spirit of God speak for you. Because if you let your wisdom in, listen, the difference between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, it's not even comparable. You can't, I mean, in the Bible, Paul is trying to make that connection, but there's no connection. They're not even in the same stratosphere. And Paul is trying to make the gap between what they were living amongst versus what their potential could be. He's trying to make that gap that is so wide based on the culture they lived in compared to what how they were supposed to live. It is the gap there was so wide that there wasn't even an echo of the former that could be heard in the latter. That's why he says, having begun in the Spirit, are you trying to attain through the flesh your perfection? Listen, we live in a perverse society. We live in a time where our culture is applauding evil, where we are subject to the laws of government that are anti-biblical. We live in a culture that looks down upon God, that has almost eradicated the teachings of His word. Friends, it is getting harder and harder to stand up for the truth. But if you can't do it now, how are you going to do it when real persecution comes? Because we are not persecuted. I'm sorry to tell you, you may suffer a little bit, but this is not persecution. But I guarantee you, it is coming. It is coming because all you have to do is read the signs. Look at the environment. Look at the culture. Look at the society. We are trending downward and fast. And so God is looking for warriors to stand in the gap who will bridge that gap for anyone who will listen. God knows that the pathway is narrow, that the gate to heaven is narrow, but the path to unrighteousness in hell is wide. God knows only a few are going to walk through it. Oh, but God help us if we won't lead those few when they get up to that crossroad. Friends, stand firm, stand tall, and please let the Spirit give the gospel. That's all the time we have for today. Hope these messages are blessing you. Come by the Wash and Word. Let us know you're hearing them. Give us some encouragement by just telling us the messages are really helping you. come by, get your car washed. We use that money to provide for our family and also to provide this ministry. And have a blessed day.